changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more. In a previous Jumpstart, I shared with you that about 4 weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and could not turn my head in any direction, up, down, left, right, nothing. And it was very, very painful. You've heard of walking the floor in pain. That's exactly what I did. I went to the chiropractor who put it back in, my muscles pulled it out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I chose to take some time off just to relax and to tell myself, don't check your phone, relax, do whatever you feel like doing next, but don't worry and or think about what you're going to do next. And it was really fun to do that. One of the things I shared with you was that my screen time on my phone went down 92%. My stress went down proportionally. So I'm living proof that it can be done. In the process, I picked up this book, The Tao of Poo. Now, I don't know if you can tell. I've got something in there marking a page, so let me just remember what the page is and show you how raggedy this book is. I've read it several times. It's by a young man. He certainly looks young in the author photo, but the book is probably 25 years old. His name is Benjamin Hoff, H-O-F-F. And if you want a fun, light read to make you feel good, to help you slow your life down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, pick this book up. Highly recommend it. All of us know of Winnie the Pooh in some form or another. He's a universal character. I would have to admit that I didn't know much about Winnie the Pooh as a little boy. Winnie the Pooh was not a story. We talked about it, but it was not really shared with me. I think the first real exposure I had, which was when I was really little, was through the Disneyfication. You know how Disney Disneyfies everything from The Hunchback of Notre Dame to Pocahontas to whatever. After they Disneyfied Winnie the Pooh, and they actually did a really good job, I feel. And that Sterling Holloway's voice as Winnie the Pooh is just absolutely priceless. The concept behind the Tao of Pooh is to explain Taoism using the characters from Winnie the Pooh. And I'm going to give you just a few of the shortcuts this morning because I think it's very, very interesting. Taoism. The concept of Taoism was popularized by the great writer Lao Tzu. And Lao Tzu helped people the world wide understand what Taoism was about. This really solidified it for me, though. Tao is one of those words. Taoism, a lot of Taoism is, it just can't be explained. The Tao that can be explained is not the Tao, is the way the Tao Te Ching opens by Lao Tzu. The Tao that can be explained is not the Tao. So there's a lot of, I wouldn't call it cryptic, but I would call it intentional mental stimulation beyond its current place. In other words, it's more like trying to truly contemplate the vastness of the universe and what infinity truly is. It engages the mind. The word Tao cannot be directly translated, but Benjamin Hoff uses it in a great, easy-to-remember way. It basically means how, according to him. How you move through life, who you are when things happen to you. And the thing I like about the book very much is he imagines that he is like Christopher Robin, and he is sitting there with all of these stuffed animals come to life, which, by the way, it occurred to me this morning as I was thinking about that, Calvin and Hobbes. Everybody was like, Calvin and Hobbes is such a totally unique. It's about a little boy who moves back and forth through the adult world and also the children world. And sometimes his stuffed tiger is a stuffed tiger. And sometimes it's a guy he goes into space with. It's Winnie the Pooh. It really is. And that's not to in any way diminish Calvin and Hobbes. I love Calvin and Hobbes. As we look at the characters in Winnie the Pooh, let's start with Piglet. Piglet is anxious, worried, small Piglet. And it helps to understand that because Piglet is so small, of course he's going to be anxious and worried. He can't he gets stepped on. He's little. He's a tiny little guy. And at the same time, he's a very simple little guy. Owl, of course, is the wise old owl. And yet when held to give something of practical use, Owl rarely seems to have much to offer. Rabbit, very, very clever, and yet at the same time, again, not very practical, nor educated. Owl is like super educated, but not street smart. Rabbit is very street smart, but not a bit educated. Then you've got Kanga, the loving mother, and Roo, the precocious little baby. Trying to think if I'm leaving anyone out. Oh, two more at least. Eeyore, of course, the negative Nelly, who always finds there is no, as I was reading George Carlin's biography yesterday, there is no silver lining that doesn't have a dark cloud. That's Eeyore. And then there is Tigger. Tigger is overconfident, thinks he knows and can do absolutely everything, and bounces from thing to thing without ever making any of it stick. Now, does any of this sound like you? I can tell you it sounds like me. And yes, I realize I left out the star character. I left out Pooh Bear himself. The interesting thing about Pooh, and what I love about Benjamin Hoff's take on this H.H. Milne's Winnie the Pooh and the way he incorporates the characters. I've always wondered how in the world he was able to use these characters in his book without getting problems from Disney or the Milne family, etc. But Winnie the Pooh is simple. Winnie the Pooh is, there is a saying in Taoism that they discuss in the book, the uncarved block. And that's our problem. We are carved blocks. Let me say that again. Winnie the Pooh is the uncarved block. In other words, he doesn't remember past experiences, so they don't necessarily help him in fresh ones. But at the same time, he's not scarred by what has happened in his life, and therefore, he is not driven in his behavior by the scars that have happened in his life. He's simple. There's one of the little stories in there, and this is because he quotes extensively, Benjamin Hoff does. He quotes Winnie the Pooh. There's a quote in there where all the characters are trying to figure out what day of the week it is. And finally, Piglet, I think it is, says, it's today. And Pooh goes, my favorite day. How true is that for any of us? Just think about that. I think that as human beings, our prefrontal cortex, which allows us to visualize the future, is the thing that's allowed us to visualize things we want to create and to do, all the way up to vaccines that can save our lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, it's allowed us to project fearfully into the future, and it's allowed us to carry the carved scars from the past. And as a result, today is very rarely our favorite day. We're always looking to the future, or we are looking to the past, rather than being in today. Not an easy thing to do, I have to say. Pooh, of course, doesn't have to practice mindfulness. He simply is mindful. The book opens with something from Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh is walking along singing a song, and I wanted to read it to you. I quoted it by memory. Let's see how close I did in the description today. Here we go. Coddleston, this is from Winnie the Pooh, not from, it's excerpted here in the Tao of Pooh. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. A fly can't bird, but a bird can fly. Ask me a riddle and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. Hoff goes on to explain that Coddleston pie basically means inner nature. Inner nature. A bird can fly, but a fly can't bird. It's their inner nature, is his description. The thing that struck me about this is that each of the characters in Winnie the Pooh has an inner nature. Owl, who's constantly learning but not able to apply what he learns. Rabbit, who thinks he's so smart he doesn't need to learn. Tigger, as I said, bouncing from thing to thing to thing to thing and never really sticking on anything productive. And then you've got Eeyore, who cannot help but find something bad in a beautiful, wonderful day. And then Winnie the Pooh, who finds something wonderful in everything. We need to be more Pooh-like. We need to be more in the moment and of the moment, because this day is going to go away. It's going to change. It's not going to be the same ever again. Something great might happen to you today that you have no way of knowing. You might meet a new best friend. You might discover a great new hobby. You might find love today. You never know. So when you're focused too much in the future, you're focused out of the only thing we have, and that's now. Unlike the characters in Winnie the Pooh, we all have an inner nature, just like them. However, because of our prefrontal cortex, we can begin to see ourselves differently. The characters in Winnie the Pooh are trapped in Christopher Robin's imagination. They are who they are. However, we can begin to change ourselves by beginning to see ourselves differently. We can begin to see ourselves in the moment rather than stressing about the future or finding something negative, etc., etc. So today, embrace your inner Pooh. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the song of the day. If you have a smart device like mine, like you know who, Alexa here, I don't want to say her name because she'll get engaged in the whole conversation. All you've got to do is say her name and play the Winnie the Pooh song. Try it with Siri too. We're going to say, play the Winnie the Pooh song. I listened to it before I went on with you this morning and it fired off all kinds of happy feelings. So today, our song of the day is the Winnie the Pooh song.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.